With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enroll in grades K to 12 at chooseprimavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Today is Monday, September 1st. The news sponsored by the St. Louis Aquarium at Union Station. I'm Megan Lynch. ICE could soon begin working with the Missouri National Guard.
Governor Mike Kehoe is considering a request from President Donald Trump to embed the Missouri National Guard into ICE to help with deportation operations. However, Governor Kehoe tells KMOX they won't be walking the streets conducting arrests.
We have talked to the administration, specifically Secretary Noem, about how the National Guard could play a role in more of the processing end and less of the public safety kind of law enforcement end.
Kehoe says he doesn't want to put the National Guardsmen at risk and believes helping with processing and paperwork better fits their mission. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Heading into the Labor Day weekend, Governor Mike Kehoe announced late Friday he's calling a special session on the congressional redistricting issue.
Quite honestly, I don't think this would be happening in Missouri. I'm not sure the governor is enthusiastic about what he's doing.
That's KMOX political analyst Michael Kelly talking on Total Information AM Sunday.
But the president of the United States started a couple of weeks ago saying that this is what they were going to do in Missouri. And when you have a party that's controlled by Donald Trump the way that it is, everybody follows along.
Kelly says this ultimately means Kansas City is going to be busted up into three different congressional districts, therefore taking away Emanuel Cleaver's seat and adding enough Republicans to ensure a victory for them. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
Missouri Progress responding to Governor Mike Kehoe's decision to call a special session to redraw Missouri's districts. The statement reads in part, quote, Governor Mike Kehoe just caved to the president. It's an unconstitutional power grab that threatens our democracy, silences our voices, and breaks up our communities. The governor's decision is not about prioritizing the needs of Missourians or ensuring values are represented in Congress, closed quote. The Trump administration getting ready to start federal immigration enforcement in one of the country's largest cities, that's Chicago. But Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says he has yet to hear anything about the deployment from the federal government. He's only heard it from the media.
I have not received any calls from anybody in the federal government telling me about troop movements or plans for them to move people into the city of Chicago or the state of Illinois. And I think that's offensive. I think that's, as far as I know, never been done before. We've always been consulted. We have local law enforcement. We have state law enforcement that should be coordinated with.
Pritzker says you call in the National Guard when there is an emergency, and he says there is no emergency in Illinois. Meanwhile, members of the Illinois Freedom Caucus are pushing for federal assistance to curb crime in Chicago. The group planning a press event Tuesday morning with families of crime victims. Chicago's mayor has joined Governor Pritzker in balking at White House plans to deploy National Guard to patrol the city. Millions of Americans celebrating Labor Day today.
In this political battleground state, Labor Day is a time for picnics, partying and politics. Unions hold a festival and parade in Milwaukee.
When I say union, you say power, union!
And many union members dislike President Trump.
He's lying. The economy really isn't that good, and with the tariffs and everything he does.
But President Trump did carry Wisconsin in 2016 and 2024. Bruce Marcus for CBS News, Milwaukee.
There are a couple of Labor Day parades happening today in the Metro East. The Southwestern Illinois Central Labor Council's big event steps off at 10 in Belleville. The route is West Monroe to Route 159 to West C, then on to Huff Park. Also beginning at 10, Granite City's Labor Day Parade. It begins downtown and travels up Madison Avenue toward Wilson Park. Beach plans could be off the table along the East Coast this Labor Day holiday because of bad water conditions. Some beaches reporting elevated bacteria levels in the water. CBS's Lilia Luciano reports from Bayshore, New York.
A recent report by a conservation group called Environment America found the key reason is outdated water and sewer systems that are allowing contamination to reach swimming areas. The report also found that last year, 61% of beaches tested nationwide had at least one day with potentially unsafe levels of fecal contamination.
New York Archbishop and Baldwin native Timothy Dolan returned to his roots this weekend. Cardinal Dolan came to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the Little Flower Parish, a church he served when he was 35 years old.
People were together. They knew one another. They loved one another. They grew up together. Look, they come back here. This is a neighborhood where people stick around.
Cardinal Dolan tells Fox 2, unity is absent everywhere, and if ever there was a time for it, it is now. The Pope has called for an end to the pandemic of arms, AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
During Sunday Mass at the Vatican, Pope Leo XIV prayed publicly for the victims of a shooting during a Catholic school Mass in the United States last week.
Our prayers for the victims of the tragic shooting during a school Mass in the American state of Minnesota. We include in our prayers, the countless children killed and injured every day around the world. Let us plead God to stop the pandemic of arms, large and small, which infects our world.
Two children were killed. 20 people were injured during the shooting attack at the Church of Annunciation in Minneapolis as hundreds of students gathered for Mass. The shooter fired 116 rifle rounds through the church's stained glass windows. The shooter later died by suicide.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.